Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Draft Animals, Living the Pro-Cycling Dream Once in a While, by Phil Guyman, and narrated by Phil Guyman. Introduction. I awoke in the middle of the afternoon on a sidewalk in Trinidad, wrapped in a strip of dusty carpet I'd torn from a roll in a stranger's garage. My left arm was numb from its roll as a pillow, so I shook it out, using my right hand to brush away the flies buzzing around my eyes, before I dug through my backpack to find the jersey of whatever team I was sweating for that week, with riders I'd never heard of and sponsor names I couldn't pronounce. At 26 years old, I'd won some big races that season, finally clawing my way to a real pro contract after years of hard work and sacrifice. I thought that meant that the tough times were behind me, but now I knew that I was wrong. Will this ever end? When do I get to feel like I've made it? When I was a kid, celebrities and athletes told my generation to never give up on our dreams, promising that if we dug deep and believed in ourselves, we could also achieve great things. It sounds nice, but they left out that for every big winner, there were thousands who put in the same effort, but just weren't good enough. The losers don't get a microphone to tell their story, so you don't realize how much failure is out there and your perspective is skewed. I guess I was lucky to land somewhere in the middle. I was born the day of the Challenger space shuttle disaster, so I saw myself as an astronaut eventually, but I wouldn't have ruled out the next Michael Jordan. Dreams that must have worried my parents. Mom was raised in Brooklyn. By 24, she'd finished a PhD in management at Carnegie Mellon University, where she met my dad. He grew up in post-World War II Germany and came to the United States on a Fulbright scholarship to study computer science. They both earned tenure as professors at Georgia Tech, so while Jordan told me to just do it, my parents reminded me of a guy who once laced my Nike.